And blessings be multiplied to you, precious friend. I'm Wumi Ademola, your partner in the pursuit of intimacy with God. Welcome to the broadcast. As always, let's begin by yielding our hearts to the Holy Spirit, our master teacher. Darling, precious Holy Spirit, we love you. Week after week, my Lord, you teach us God's wonderful word. And we're so excited again today to take our place at your feet to learn more of you. So please open our ears to hear you and our hearts to understand. Gloriously change us by your mighty power, and we promise to give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, friend, for quite a number of weeks now, we've been considering the topic, producing the fruit of the Spirit, based on the scripture text, Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 23. And it reads, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control." And I explained that the fruit of the Spirit is the complete character of Christ, which the Holy Spirit produces in us as we pursue intimacy with God. You see, the fruit of the Spirit is not something that you can do or make happen by yourself. No, it is a work that God Himself does in you as you pursue intimacy with Him. And that's why the Lord Jesus Christ, in John chapter 15, verse 5, He said, "I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, that is, he who remains intimate with me, and I in him, bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing." You see, just as a woman cannot produce a child, which is the fruit of the womb, without first being intimate with her husband, so also you and I cannot produce the fruit of good Christian character without being intimate with the Lord. You see, so many people in frustration have tried to be loving, trying to be the joyful, peaceful, good people that God has ordained for us to be. But they've been trying to be this way in their strength. I tell you, the fruit of the Spirit is not the product of your human ability. It is the product of your intimacy with God. So if you are serious about experiencing true change in your character, if you want to really break free from sinful habits that have been holding you bound, my friend, you must make intimacy with God your number one priority. Because holiness is not something that you attain by merely trying to follow a set of rules. Oh no, holiness is what you attain by pursuing a very close relationship with God. As you abide in Him, in the study of His Word, in the room of prayer, in fasting, and you respond to Him in obedience, you will bear His fruit. The Holy Spirit will work in you to produce the 9 virtues that we see listed in the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5. Now, so far in our study, we've discussed the first 6 qualities of this wonderful fruit. Today, I want us to talk about the 7th virtue, which is faithfulness. Faithfulness is a Greek word that simply means fidelity. Therefore, faithfulness is the quality of being trustworthy and reliable. It is being somebody that God and other people can rely upon. Beloved, you need to know that as Christian, God requires you and me to be faithful. If we claim to be people of God, people should be able to trust us and rely on us. They should never have doubts about us. 1 Corinthians 4:2 says, "Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful." You need to understand, friend, that you and I are stewards. And who is a steward? One translation says, a steward is a man who takes care of things. So you and I have been entrusted by God with the responsibility of taking care of the things that God has given us. Understand, God is the true owner and the giver of everything that you and I have. It's God who owns your children. Psalm 127 says, children are heritage of the Lord. It is God who owns your money. The Bible says in the book of Haggai that silver and gold belong to him. It is God who owns your life. In Job, the Bible says, the Spirit of the Lord made me, and his breath gives me life. So God is the owner of everything that we have. We brought nothing into this world, like 1 Timothy 6:7 says, and we cannot carry anything out. James 1:17 says it. Every good gift and perfect gift is from above, comes down from the Father of lights. We are just stewards of the things that God has given us. And faithfulness is your ability, my ability, to be a good steward, to take good care of the things that God has given us. You see, if we refuse to take good care of what God has given us, we betray his trust. And you need to understand that God punishes the unfaithful, but he rewards the faithful. Proverbs 28:20 says, a faithful man will abound with blessings. Whoever knows how to take good care of the things that God has given unto them will abound with blessings. But on the other hand, whoever is not a good steward, is not faithful with what God has given to them, with the people, the things that God has given them, Proverbs 13:5 says, the way of the unfaithful is hard. I pray for you, my friend, that your way will not be hard. But the truth of the matter is this, that anyone who refuses to take good care of what God has given them, who refuses to be faithful, their way will be hard. It's not a curse. There is absolutely no way to escape it. Have you ever heard the saying, you never know the value of what you have until you've lost it? I tell you, that saying is so true. That proverb is so true. You just go and ask the prodigal son. You should know his story. It's found in Luke chapter 15. You see, the prodigal son, he never truly valued his father's care and the comfort of his father's house until he lost it. And so Proverbs 13:5 was fulfilled in his life. His way became very hard, so hard that he ended up in a pig's pen. You see, God had blessed him with a very good and responsible father who made his life so comfortable and gave him everything that he wanted. But he did not appreciate all that his father had been doing for him until he lost it. He forced his father to give him his inheritance, and then he went away into a far country where he squandered all his wealth in a very short period of time. And so instead of being faithful with what God had given him, the prodigal son was unfaithful with it. Instead of taking good care of his gifts, he was very careless. And so his way became hard. He ended up in a pig's pen. And it was in the pig's pen, as he starved and languished in poverty, that he came to his senses. For the very first time, he began to appreciate what God had given him. He began to appreciate the value of his good father and his comfortable home. And so, in verse 17 through 19 of Luke 15, he lamented. He said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I'm no longer worthy to be your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. He finally understood the value of what God had given him. Friend, please don't take God's gifts for granted. Appreciate where God has placed you and what God has given you. Do not allow what God has given you to be taken away from you before you begin to value his gifts. Do not wait for your way to be hard before you understand the importance of faithfulness. Well, it's so great to know that the story of the prodigal son had a very happy ending. Though his past unfaithfulness, carelessness with his gifts, made his way very hard, yet the moment, the instant that he came to his senses and returned back to his father, his way went from being hard to becoming easy. He went from being broke to being blessed. Look at it. Let's read the rest of the story in verses 20 through 24. The Bible tells us he arose and came to his father. But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and in your sight, and I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, listen to this, bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet. Can you see? And so dignity was restored back to him. The father took off the rags that had become of his old clothes, and the father put new good robes upon him. The father restored him. Friend, the Lord wants me to let you know that maybe you're listening to me today and your way has become very hard because you took what God had given you for granted. You took that relationship for granted. You took that job for granted. And because you took what God had given you for granted, you lost it. And your way has become very hard. Well, I'm glad to tell you today that like the prodigal son who returned back to the father, if you will just return back to God today, if you will repent from your heart, I tell you, God will turn things around for you. Just repent of your past sins. Come to the Lord. Jesus in Matthew 11 said, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Listen to this. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I tell you, your way will go from being hard to becoming easy. Just come to the Lord Jesus Christ today, and God will turn it around for you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Well, that's all the time we've got for today. Please tune in next time as we discuss more on the fruit of faithfulness. Till then, remain richly blessed and ready for the return of the Lord. Beloved, the greatest decision that you could ever make is the decision to accept God's free gift of salvation. And so I want to invite you today to make the decision to make Jesus Christ your Lord and your Savior, to surrender your life completely unto Him. And all you need to do is to surrender your life today. Ask Him to save you from your sins, to give you a brand new heart, and help you to follow Him all the days of your life. And if you make that decision today, I'd like to email you an e-copy of my book, Up Close and Personal with Jesus Christ. That book is going to help you to better understand what it really means to be a Christian and how you can live your life 100% for the Lord Jesus Christ. All you need to do is to email me at knowinggodradio@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you. And also remember that you should feel free at any time to send me your prayer request and praise report at the same address. I look forward to hearing from you. God bless you. I wanna know you.